This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission safely returned to Earth after their 18-day historic mission aboard the International Space Station. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego in California this afternoon.
And we have splashdown of the AX4 crew back on planet Earth.
Welcome home.
Dragon, SpaceX, rigging is complete. Stand by for capsule lift.
Dragon copies.
Dragon, SpaceX, capsule lift in progress, brace.
Good verbal confirmations there and visual confirmations that we're getting a successful lift.
Dragon copies.
Our correspondent reports that Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and his fellow Axiom 4 crew members will now undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program to help them readjust to Earth's gravity. Axiom 4 mission Space Odyssey began on the 25th of last month when the Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from Florida, carrying the Dragon capsule towards the International Space Station. This mission, dubbed as Akash Ganga, was a collaborative effort between Axiom Space, U.S. Space Agency NASA, and Indian Space Research Organization. Group Captain Shukla became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, ISS, and only the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined the nation in welcoming Group Captain Shukla as he returned to Earth from the historic mission to space. In her message, the President said, Group Captain Shukla's role in piloting of Axiom 4 mission to the International Space Station has created a new milestone for India's space exploration as well as for international collaboration in science and technology. Prime Minister Modi in his message said, as India's first astronaut to have visited the International Space Station, Group Captain Shukla has inspired a billion dreams through his dedication, courage, and pioneering spirit. He said it marks another milestone towards the country's human space flight mission, Gaganyaan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has called upon Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, to remain true to its founding objectives and take an uncompromising stand on the issues of terrorism, separatism, and extremism. Dr. Jayashankar was speaking at the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin in China this evening. Referring to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the minister said, it was deliberately conducted to undermine the tourism economy of Jammu and Kashmir with the intention of sowing religious divide. He said the UN Security Council condemned the incident and stressed the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable and bring them to justice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the Skill India initiative has benefited countless people, empowering them with new skills and building opportunities. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jayant Chaudhary, Mr. Modi stated that as the mission marks 10 years, the government commits to building a skilled and self-reliant youth force through the mission. The Prime Minister added that the mission is strengthening the resolve to make the country's youth skilled with new skills and global best practices to fulfill India's dream of a Viksit Bharat. The country's overall exports rose by nearly 6% in the first quarter of the current financial year, reaching more than $210 billion as compared to $198.52 billion in the same period of the last financial year. Briefing media in New Delhi, Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Barthwal said, the country's imports registered a decline by 3.71% to $53.92 billion in June, against $56 billion last year. India A men's hockey team suffered a narrow 2-3 defeat to world number 5 England in Amstelveen, the Netherlands today. This marks their second consecutive loss on the European tour. Maninder Singh and Uttam Singh scored one goal each for India A in the match. The team will now travel to Antwerp to face Belgium on Thursday, followed by two matches against the Netherlands and before returning to India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.